Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Let's talk about how Singapore is preparing for life post-circuit breaker. One of the key challenges raised by Minister for National Development Lawrence Wong was the resumption of normal activities without triggering a second wave of infections.
Yeah, highlighting the construction sector in Singapore, he has stressed that the work culture and practices of the businesses had to fundamentally change in the coming weeks and months.
The repercussions of a second wave of transmissions could result in an unwanted tightening of social distancing measures. Well, basically, you could end up seeing another circuit breaker happen.
Yeah, pretty much. But how prepared is the construction industry globally and in Singapore to resume business? And what measures can they take to avoid infections in their sector?
Well, online with us this morning is John Butler, Managing Director of Asia Pacific, MENA at Line Aside. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Manisha.
Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start off, I suppose, with an overview of a sector we take for granted in Singapore, the construction sector. How big is the construction sector?
Yeah, I think it's a significant contributor to the overall Singaporean economy. If you look back at 2019, the construction output contributed about $33 to $34 billion, which represented a five-year high and increased by about 9 to 10% on BCA. That sort of $33 to $34 billion figure was unusually split then between public sector work and private sector work. Yeah.
And in Singapore, how important is this? Obviously, we can talk about it in the monetary terms, but you know, this is a sector that employs a huge number of people. I've seen construction projects which are just standing there at the moment, and we'll get into the impact of COVID-19 in just a moment. But ordinarily, how important of a sector is this?
I mean, there's the direct impact of the actual construction economy, and then there's so many spin-off industries with regard to, you know, further supply chain. It's fundamental, I think, as well, with regards to, you know, how important Singapore is in the economy, looking at, you know, international firms that are actually building here as well, yeah? So it's significantly important, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the supply chain disruption due to COVID-19. John, could you tell us how this disruption has affected the construction sector in Singapore?
Yeah, I think if you look back, obviously, construction sites stopped here, and it is. I mean, it's an eerie site when you look at construction sites. You know, there's nobody on them at this stage. Construction sites stopped, you know, back on the 7th of April, the exception of some critical works that have to happen on those particular sites. The supply chain in construction, if you think of construction costs, is fundamental on how that works. It's Singapore is an extremely price-sensitive market, and I think what that's actually happened is it's driven construction contractors to look for both supply chains in the local economy and then further afield. The new restrictions around the pandemic has made that extremely difficult to source materials externally, and I think it's going to have a fundamental impact with regards to how that supply chain dynamics is going to change for both local and international supply chains.
But it's also interesting in taking a look at another form of supply, which is workers in that sense. Right now, you've got about 5% of the construction sector, so that works up to about 20,000 workers. They continue to work on critical projects. And then June 2nd, you have another 5% of the workforce to gradually resume work. So that's about 10% back out in work in June. While it is positive, it's still quite a significant impact, right?
Extremely big impact, yeah. I mean, if you look at that as well, when people resume and that additional 5% comes back on the 2nd of June, it's in very much restricted manner. So there's going to be, you know, safe distancing. There's going to be a lot of restrictions on how work is done. If you look at the construction industry and compare that against other industries, the construction industry has not really industrialized in essence. So it's still a very, very labor-intensive industry. And I think this pandemic will cause a change in how construction operates. So I think there'll be a greater use with regards to prefabrication, try to take some of these labor-heavy activities off-site and into a controlled environment. I think that will be a future trend.
Of course, we know that foreign workers make up a core headcount for construction, and the lockdown has had its impact. Can you just walk us through it and whether or not construction firms can actually claw back lost time?
I think if you look at it, I suppose the two simple impacts of the pandemic will be, and I think you just see from PropNex on yesterday as well, construction costs are going to increase. And the time or the schedule for construction projects is also going to increase. I don't believe there's a way that you're going to claw back time. You know, you're going to lose 2 months plus an additional number of months until we understand what that new norm is. And it's very, very difficult on tight, competitively tender construction contracts to claw back time.
And it's interesting you mentioned the increase in construction costs, and obviously take time before we understand the new norm, which will include social distancing. So more time taken for, take for example, housing projects to be completed. As a consumer, as a purchaser, what do you think that could potentially mean for me if construction costs are going up?
If you think about all the, I suppose, the ingredients for that, for your final end price, obviously it's going to put extreme pressure. Obviously, and if you look at, say, the residential market here, a lot of developers have already secured that piece of land.
Sure.
The land has been high. You now have construction costs that have, that, I suppose, if you look back over the last couple of years, have actually went back to nearly 2008 levels, and now we're rising back to 2008 levels, which was sort of at GFC level. But it will put extreme pressure both on the developer who owns that piece of land to try and, you know, maximize that return on that, plus then puts further pressure on the construction, you know, tender index.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you won't have the same economy of scale. You won't have the same efficiencies with regards to labor due to the new, I suppose, restrictions associated with this pandemic.
Meanwhile, what happens next? I'm thinking about whether or not construction companies need to think about innovation. You've said that this sector has not managed to industrialize, but do you think something needs to change?
I mean, the trend for the last number of years, both in Singapore and internationally, has been looking at this, you know, prefabrication off site. One is to reduce that labor, maximize, I suppose, or minimize wastage, maximize, I suppose, quality. And I think this will force in the construction industry to really give this further consideration. And I know the BCA here locally has been pushing that on their agenda for the last couple of years. Yeah. So I think it's a real opportunity, I think, to innovate for the construction industry, to look at how do we prefabricate, how do we de-risk projects with regards to potential labour issues going forward.
You indicated this before as well in the interview, but also, you know, we're seeing a real rollout of technology in the way that we're living our life. Do you see that happening in terms of our new normal, the new way that we have to live, the new way that we have to track workers, for example? Do you see that happening in construction as well?
I do. I think if you look at some of the measures, some of the most prominent contractors are looking at here as well, where they're going to track workers on site with regards to heat mapping workers to make sure, I suppose, that there's not concentration of workers in a particular environment. I think you just touched on there about, the new norm with regards to, you know, people working from home. I think that's going to have a massive impact with regards to what sectors of construction will be busy or less busy over the coming years.
We're speaking with John Butler, who is Managing Director for Asia-Pacific and MENA at Linesight. John, I am curious to find a little bit more about what's being discussed within the construction sector. There's been a lot of speculation and, you know, even experts coming out to say that in order to deal with COVID-19, until at least we have a vaccine, you may need multiple circuit breakers from time to time. Is this something that the construction sector is preparing for post-June the 2nd?
I would say the opinion for most contractors will be a cautious opinion with regards to trying to mitigate that, you know, have a repeat circuit breaker coming into effect, because the impact on construction, and I suppose you touched on construction costs and schedule impacts, but there will be, I suppose, potential issues with regards to contractual claims going forward, because at this stage, people are still trying to understand who actually picks up the cost at the end of the day. Is it the responsibility of the ultimate client, or is it the responsibility of the contractor to take on these costs? And I think there'll be some interesting cases over the next 12 to 18 months who actually owns these costs. Because at the moment, nobody really wants to own these costs, yeah?
Yeah, the trickle-down effect is also quite complicated, because as you have people who lose jobs or lose wages, and then that also factors into the client being able to sell their sites.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking to John Butler, who's Managing Director for APAC and MENA at Linesight. Just very briefly, I wanted to know, you know, what are your projections today? The markets are rallying. There's high hope for a vaccine to COVID-19 and high hopes for reopenings of economies. How does that all bode for the construction sector?
Yeah, I think if you look at Singapore construction sector, and we go back to January 2020, the outlook for the year was actually stronger than 2019. Currently, I think it's estimated that the construction sector will shrink somewhere between 10 to 11%, depending on which reports you read. And that, I suppose, represented itself in Q2. There was a drop of somewhere between 24 to 25% on Q1. But overall, if you look at certain specific sectors within construction, will rise. If you look at the data center market, the life science market with regards to medical devices and pharma, I think those two sectors will really push forward. Other sectors that might struggle a little bit will be hospitality, building new hotels, and potentially corporate fit out. And what's the new norm of people working in that environment look like?
To wrap up, John, do you think there were any learning points for the construction sector from this COVID-19 pandemic?
I think if I go back to my earlier point, I think it gives the construction industry an opportunity to look forward. How do we reopen? How do we work in a smarter way? You know, how do we reduce the impacts with regards to labor? How do we industrialize that process? And how do we, you know, help the industry move forward? Yeah,
for sure. A lot to think about. We've been speaking with John Butler, Managing Director for Asia Pacific and MENA at Lineside. John, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. You take care and stay safe. Yeah.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.